Hey.
Yes, sir.
Did you put out this damn fool story to Bobby Kennedy's man, Warren Weaver, in the New York Times about what the president's doing to his cabinet?
Well, Mr. President, I talked with him. Yes, sir. I would have to say most of that came from me.
Why? Yes, sir. God, well, who
he was on the airplane out to Texas and back.
Well?
And he talked to me and many other people, and,
why would you want to do that?
Well, Mr. President, the plans that we're... I didn't really want to do it.
He's Bobby's campaign manager, you know.
I think it's a good story, Mr.
Oh, God almighty. Well, let me decide that, because
yes.
It's my cabinet.
Yes.
And if I wanted to announce, I goddamn sure know how to do it.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes.
I just can't imagine you taking Bobby's campaign manager and giving him this, because they're murdering us here. All morning they've been calling, and what are you trying to propagandize the nation? Force cabinet officers to go out and make four or five state speeches and so forth? I never heard of it. I just don't know what the hell I can do. All I've got to do is say that you heard about it accidentally and ran to the paper with it. I just don't know what the hell to do. It's a... we want every cabinet officer to visit states, and I try to visit as many as I can, but it's not a... We don't want to advertise that it's a... the president is forcing it upon them, because, God, he just marks them all, and they say, here comes old propaganda with his brand on him, and certainly if we're going to do it, we don't do it through Bobby's press agent.
Can I suggest another approach to it, Mr. President?
Yeah.
It just seems to me that what we're trying to show, and what I've been trying to show in these 40 trips, really, is that you're making a tremendous effort to ensure that there is communication. Now here, what you are doing is asking your people to go out, the members of your cabinet, not as Secretary of HEW, but as people who can be personal emissaries for you, to know about it and be on the ground with the problems that the people are faced with out in the states, to give the governor the pipeline that he says he wants. What I tried to picture it as just an outstanding effort by you to establish the lines of communication that are essential to see that these programs that you're so interested in are effective. Now, I don't think the story read as a propaganda effort, and that's not what it was intended to do.
Well, you just, you ought to have these 100 down here talking to us about it, sir.
Sir?
You ought to have these 100 that called us wanting to know about it, just see.
Yes, sir.
And,
well, I'm tremendously sorry.
I would stay away from Warren Weaver just as far as you can. Lock yourself up when you see him coming.
All right,
he's Bobby's personal satellite.
Yes.
He's on a leash with him, and he just pumped us good. And that's what they're developing out of this is that the president is in a kind of a desperate position. He's had you jumping up and down, running to every governor in the United States, trying to recoup and retrieve our position, because they jumped on us about the civil rights down here. Now then, he's called in his cabinet and said, God damn, you get out and let them have it. And that's the line they're taking. That's the line they're going to take. And of course, if I wanted to announce it, you got a fellow like Joe Fowler says I oughtn't to go out at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on my cabinet to try to get them, and then by God, here you go, and don't you ever make an announcement involving us unless you tell us. The president won't announce his cabinet. He'd tell him. He'd call in the New York Times.
Yes, sir.
And if we're going to do it, the last man I'd do it with would be Weaver, because he's bound to twist it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got them all twisting it here. Now, what we've got to say is that this is something we've been doing all along. We've had Rusk this year. He's already been to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to Iowa. He's been to the state of New York. He's been to Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in 4-5 states. Here's McNamara, been to Harvard. He's been to New York, and he's been to Baltimore. We've been doing it, and we do urge him to keep as much communication as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to announce it, and we don't want to say that. We don't want to get it out, because they just say, here you're coming, and they're saying that here you got cabinet officers in running around campaigning at the government's expense and everything else. And so all the press is jumping on us all over the lot, and I just got to be careful what I say in front of the cabinet. I just got to take them one by one and tell them to stay out of the goddamn newspapers. I don't want Russ getting a big press conference saying I'm getting ready to go down and do a little propaganda work in Iowa. He goes out with Hickenlooper, and he does a hell of a good job, but I want to get the effects of it in Iowa and not let the Jews in New York say it. I'm trying to buy up an election.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not where I want to show it.
I know. I appreciate it. I hope that won't be the play on the thing. And
well, have you seen the story?
Yes, sir. I thought it was a good story.
Well.
And I thought it put you in a good light.
Well.
Mr. President, I really sincerely do.
Okay.
I'm sorry.